Okay. Thank you, Hans. Then we will move to the next item, which is the report of the due process oversight committee. David, you have the floor.
Thank you, Michel. We spent a lot of time on the proposed amendment to the handbook. The commentary for that ended on the 5th of September. If you remember, this is a fairly substantive review where we have gone back and codified a lot of the best practice that have been followed around due process by the board and staff. We've incorporated both the board agenda as well as the interpretations committee. The only piece that we left out of this was the due process book for HCRL. So we've tried to do a substantial update. We've received 50 comment letters to date, and that is across a broad spectrum of respondents, academics, to the accounting firms, to other interested parties. Our process on this would be, with my leaving at the end of this year, that Scott is actively engaged in leading us through this so that Scott would bring with the committee, hopefully, some final recommendations to the trustee group in Hong Kong. In the meanwhile, in November, early November, and then mid-December, we'll have follow-ups with the due process committee to frame some recommendations for the full group. Generally, I think we were very pleased with the specificity of the feedback that we had received and the seriousness with which people responded to the proposal, which I think makes it much easier to deal with. We had asked a number of questions around transparency of the DPOC, and one of the areas we asked for comment was the value of open sessions at the DPOC. We had a very broad discussion of that at the meeting. Meeting members were somewhat divided, although I think on balance there was a leaning towards continuing the efforts that have been made to get all the materials out on the website, to get fulsome reports out of the meeting as the way to go, as opposed to doing part of the meeting in public. One of the complexities here is that a fair amount of the agenda deals with memberships of committees, et cetera, and whether you can deal with that appropriately is something that I think we will need to continue the discussion on. In the draft that we put out, we also attached as an exhibit the so-called protocol, which is a much more detailed enumeration of the steps around due process that we expect the board and staff to take, plus then the evidence that the DPOC would expect to see, evidence in compliance with those due process standards. I think a lot of people interpreted that as a bit of overkill. In fact, I think we were intending that to be much more a part of a working document. It's mainly actually a project management tool which Alan and Sue and the board use. So I think in the final version of this, we will pull that out. Another one in terms of should the scope of the DPOC be described in the handbook or should it be more formally in the Constitution? I think we feel that we want to keep the DPOC at the best practice. At best practice, you have a lot more flexibility doing that outside of the Constitution and in the Constitution. We had a number of comments around how we should handle breaches of due process. And if you remember, we had this discussion when we were all in Paris. We don't expect these to occur, and certainly not very often. However, we felt it was important to codify what we would do. There were some comments dealing with should there be a term limit to how long somebody could make a complaint, and then should there be transparency around the the way the breach is resolved. And obviously, I think we would always want to be as transparent as we can. I think on balance, we didn't feel that a term limit made any sense. There were some comments around the way we drafted the distinction between small projects. I'm being careful with my words here. We have a lot of terms which describe something which isn't big. One of them is, and we'll actually talk about this specifically in a moment, how you draw the distinction between maintenance-type projects and narrow-scope projects, and should there be differences in due process around those. And David Lois and Alan and Sue are going to continue to discuss that for our next meeting. As regards comment period, we'd actually allowed for a shorter comment period for narrow scope projects, 60 days was the proposal. We got a lot of feedback on that it should be longer. The necessity to translate the documents, et cetera, made 60 days too short, and I think we were convinced it needs to be longer. And then just one more point, and there are many more laid out in the paper in your materials. As you know, we resolved during the strategy review and in the monitoring board review the ability for the monitoring board to suggest topics for the agenda. Some people raised comments about that. Given that we had worked this through in the strategy reviews, I think we're just going to make sure that we conform the languages there. The materials are here. We've had, I think, a good preliminary discussion. Our intention would be to continue it at our next meetings, again, as I said, to frame a conclusion. I think that David and Tamara have done a very good job on the issue summary, and obviously they continue to refine that, so there may be a few more areas, but I think we broadly feel on target to get some recommendations to the full group so that we can get this important body of work completed in January. I don't know if Scott or anyone else on the committee would like to add anything to that.
Well, I think you summed it up very well, David. I would just add that I've been really impressed with the response from the staff, not only David, who's working very closely with the DPOC, but the technical staff, the ISB, to this whole prospect of more oversight from the trustees. It's been really good to see the positive response. We've already seen some examples of how they would plan to change their process for disclosing to us the due process. Very, very positive.
I see Harvey.
David, for understandable reasons, left out the last thing the committee did, which I thought I should put before the trustees, which is the resolution indicating our deep gratitude for David's extraordinary service and leadership. And I think we all feel that. And I certainly, he's done a remarkable, remarkable job.
I have a few more points. We reviewed with Alan and Sue due process around the technical agenda, and I think one of the things that we're all feel very positive about is that between our meetings, Alan and Sue have been distributing the process steps as they actually occur. And one of the observations that we had made at the due process oversight meeting in July was that it would be really beneficial to have a greater description of whether or not an item is put out for re-exposure or not. As just one example, and I think we were all very impressed with the responsiveness of the staff and the board to increasing the level of specificity and documentation about what they're doing. So I think, to Scott's point, there's a lot of evidence of some very good continuous improvement in the area of due process. On the technical activities, there was really only one item that we discussed in any detail, which was part of the annual improvement project around a proposal to make an amendment to allow depreciation to follow a revenue recognition pattern. That's all the other way around. Shows I'm not involved in the technical decisions. And they're going to pursue, and the real question here is that just an annual improvement or is it a narrow scope project? Hence the point I made earlier in the manual. And so we will come back to that as they and the board try and frame whether this should be changed into a narrow scope project. There was nothing else of note on the technical agenda. One of the things coming out of the strategy review was to continue the field work and effects analysis approach. We had discussed in July the creation of a working group, and we had put out for request members for that group, and I think we're at the point where 18 members will form a group of, I think it's 18 now, to help. I think we feel good about the representation. We clearly wanted to make sure groups such as FRAP were represented, but I think we have a good mix of some users, some academics, and obviously to the extent other individuals come forward, we can always consider them going forward, but we approved the list as suggested. The second area of nominations was the, again, at the July meeting, the small and medium enterprise group that Paul Packer has led. We had a discussion about both increasing the membership and ensuring that we made a shift from cliff membership to more staggered terms. Paul came back, and I think, let me just step back for a moment. I think this committee has worked extremely well from the feedback we have received. They've worked largely electronically, not in person meetings, and Paul felt that increasing the size of the group could easily be done. The suggestion here is to make an increase to 30 members, but not to do that until July of 14, and at the same time to begin to introduce staggered terms, which we also approved the approach. I think going forward we should, Scott will have a discussion with Bob about whether this belongs with us or the nominating committee, but we did this just to get it done. Similarly, on the XAC committee, which is and the XQRC committee, both of which are advisory groups to the XPRL effort, we approved some changes in membership. Again, I won't go through the detailed names that are in the paper. On XPRL, Scott and I both went to the XAC advisory meeting on Tuesday and in London, and I think we were both very impressed by the caliber of the individuals there, and most importantly, the quality of the discussion. There's some very good papers raising some very critical issues, which I think I certainly learned a lot from being there and from the discussion. And then finally, we obviously respond to any correspondence we got on due process matters. We did not receive any, so at this point there are no matters that the DPOC is handling that are awaiting our response to. So I think we're fairly up to date with our work, and the big step is to get the handbook across the finish line, which Scott hopefully will do with the rest of the DPOC in January. I don't know if anyone else wants to add anything to that.
Thank you, David. Are there any remarks besides the very well-founded, slightly anticipated remarks by Harvey? Okay. Well, David, thanks a lot for this last report, if I may say so. No questions? Okay.